Cry No More by Linda Howard. To my friends Beverly Barton, who has smashed her share of dishes, and Linda Jones, both of whom cried when I told them what this story is about. To Kate Collins, my editor, and the Ballantine production team for work above and beyond the call of duty. You guys are great. To Robin Rue, my agent, who sniffled along with me. Do you realize we've been together almost 20 years? Some marriages don't last that long. And to William Gage Weeman, who's supposed to make his appearance on January 5th, 2004. I'm betting he'll arrive on the 8th. Chapter 1. Mexico, 1993. Mila had fallen asleep while the baby was nursing. David Boone stood over his wife and child and watched them, aware of the silly grin on his face, of the fullness in his chest. His wife. His child. God. His world. The old fascination, the obsession with medicine remained, but it was tempered now by something equally as fascinating. He'd never suspected that the process of pregnancy and childbirth, of the rapid development of the infant, could be so engrossing. He'd chosen the field of surgery because of the sheer challenge of it. Obstetrics, in comparison, had seemed kind of like watching grass grow. Well, sometimes things went wrong, and the obstetrician had to be on top of things, but for the most part, babies grew and were born, and that was that. He'd thought that until it came to his own child. Clinically, he'd known every detail of fetal growth, but he hadn't been prepared for the sheer emotion of watching Mila round out, of feeling the small kicks and flutters of the baby grow into stronger, more demanding ones. And if the sheer emotionalism had blindsided him, how had Mila felt? Sometimes, even during the physical misery of the last month of pregnancy, he'd caught an expression on her face, a rapt, absorbed look.